Vrindavan Mahamamrita class. Sattaka 10. Glories, the kaleidoscope glories of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mahima Sangraha. Text 18. Kandarpa Kili Lolam Niravadi Vrindatavi Nikunjeshu Kanakendra Nila Rochi Kishora Jugalam Kandon Mada Kalaye. When will I become intoxicated by seeing the divine young couple whose beautiful bodily complexions are like gold and blue sapphire, and are eternally agitated by enjoying conjugal pastimes within the groves of Vrindavan? Well, this is one of those when verses. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and Stavamala, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Stavabali. They have so many prayers of when will this happen? When will that happen? When will I get the opportunity to become intoxicated? Kandarpa Keli Lolam Niravadi Vrindatavi. The Vrindatavi Nikunjas. Kanaka Indranila Rochi, Kanaka Radha, Kanaka Golden Radha, Indranila Blue Sapphire Krishna, Kishora Yugalam, Kada, Unmad Kaliye. Kada means when. Kada Krishna Siyamam Kripaka Takshavajanam. What's that? Kada Krishna Siyamam. Oh, that's when will Radharani give her sidelong glance of mercy? Shiva is praying to Radharani. Munindra Vrinda Vandate Chiloka Shoka Harane Prasana Vakra Panka Jay Nikunjabu Vilasani Brajanabhana Nandini Brajan Suna Sangate Kada Karishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Nayanam Galadashudariya Varanam Gadgaragira Pulakar Nichidam Papu Kada. Lord Chaitanya is praying in a Shikshastakam. When will I come to the level of bhava? When will my sadhana bhajan be infused with bhava? When will that bhava bhakti flood my heart and fill my mind and heart with sattvic bhavas? And I will cry and I will tremble. My hair will stand on end. Anayanam galadashindariya vadanam gadgara uriya gira. Pula, my voice will choke up. Pulakar, my hair will stand on end. Pulakar, nichitam bapu, kada, tava nama grahane vivishyati. When, oh when. So every Lord Chaitanya is crying out when. Vrindavanas Thakur is crying out when. Prabodhananda Saraswati is crying out when. We heard earlier a verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati. He said that the moon in Vrindavan is not the moon. It's transcendental. The trees, the land is transcendental. It's not land. If anyone says that this moon is a moon, or this earth is the earth, or these trees are trees, then that person is nonsense. It's the same thing. Any sounds spoken in this realm of Vrindavan, they're not ordinary sounds. They're all shabda. Lord Krishna, when the gopis rebuke him and chastise him and call him a cheater, a lumpat, and a dirt, and a kapat, and a chore, those words sound like material words. Chore means thief, lumpat means playboy, kapat means cheater. These are words that we use in Delhi and Bombay and Hindi and English. We say cheater, playboy, liar. Easy come, easy go. Both Suk and Duke. So we use these words, but when these words are spoken by the Brajagopis in Brajadam, they're not ordinary sound vibration. They're more valuable, more powerful, more purifying than Pavitram Shabdam, than the Shrutis. The original Vedas are called the Shrutis, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur, and Atharva Veda. Krishna himself tells that the chastisements and the bad words and foul words spoken by the Braja Kishoris and Braja Gopis against me are more relishable, more powerful and purifying than the Vedic stutis and stavas of the shrutis. So similarly, whatever speaking is going on, broadcast from Radhakundas, just by being, not that it has anything to do with the speaker, but the locale, this transcendental realm. This is afternoon in the village, and after everyone works hard in the village in the afternoon, and they go out in the fields and they work in the construction, they work in making pots and clay pots and cups, and they do construction, they take care of gardens, and in the late afternoon around this time they come home and wife starts cooking, and then the men, they start smoking various herbs, locally grown herbs. So just, if you live here, you can, unfortunately, it's, they're not burning agarbatti that we're used to, but it goes on. So this is what Prabhupada Saraswati is praying for, to become unmad. Kishore yugalam kada unmad. When will I be intoxicated? Mada means intoxication. Kam krodh lobh maha. So everyone's trying to get intoxicated one way or another. Some are trying by charas and marijuana and bong. Some by whiskey, some by making money. People get intoxicated by making money and selling something, making a sale, closing a deal, making a profit. It gives a rush. It gives a rush to the adrenaline system, and a type of intoxication, because certain neurons and hormones are released in the brain to give thrill and pleasure and zing to a person's life. So everyone's trying to get intoxicated. The ant's trying to get intoxicated on a piece of sugar. And the businessman's trying to get intoxicated on scoring profits of crores of rupees. But devotees are trying to get intoxicated by bringing Radha and Krishna together. By bringing Radha and Krishna together, then Radha and Krishna enjoy the topmost ecstatic, intoxicated bliss of Unmad Mahabhav, Modan and Madan. And devotees are right there, part of it. So they're getting the contact high with Radha and Krishna. We chant the Yugal Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, and we bring Radha and Krishna together in the rasa. 108 beads are the rasa mandala. 108 gopis are surrounding Radha and Krishna in the center. And they're all dancing in circles, spinning around Radha and Krishna in the center. And they're all chanting, Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare. And Radha and Krishna are relishing. Divine union in the holy name. So when Radha and Krishna are together, it creates an intoxication that far surpasses any material inebriety or intoxication that people are seeking in this world. So he's saying, when will I get intoxicated? That's what the people are saying. Yes, yes, Friday night we'll, after work, or Saturday night we'll get intoxicated after work. When will we party? When will we get intoxicated? But for Radha and Krishna, spiritual world is intoxication at every moment. Pratipadam purnamita swadhanam. Pratipadam, every step, they're swimming in an ocean of joy and bliss. So this is the prayer that the devotee wants to enter that realm of Braja. And he's chanting Hare Krishna to enter the realm of Vrindavan. The Maha Mantra, the Japa Mala, is the Rasa Mandala, it is Vrindavan. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the Bhagavat Srup of Krishna and the Shakti Srup of Radha. And Vrindavan is manifested in the Bhagavatam. And Vrindavan is manifested in the Murtis of Radha and Krishna. And Vrindavan is manifested in Harikatha, glorifying their Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. So this is the spiritual realm that we're trying to enter into. So there's another translation to this verse which we can peruse and get maybe another angle of vision here. It's very comforting to hear about Vrindavan. We're somewhat trying to live in Vrindavan. and Radhakund, that every time we read this book and hear about the glories of Vrindavan, we feel like now we're entering Vrindavan. Vrindavan is contained in our own glories. The glories of Vrindavan are actually Vrindavan, the real Vrindavan. So if we're always hearing about the glories of Vrindavan, and we're always visiting holy places in Vrindavan, and hearing about the sacred, joyful pastimes of Vrindavan, and that way we're always in Vrindavan. So even if we're living in Delhi or Bombay or Russia or France, we can look at the pastime books about Vrindavan with the pictures, and we can read the pastimes and hear. And immediately that contact with Vrindavan Harikatha will transport our hearts and souls to Vrindavan. And that's what it means to live in Vrindavan. This other translation is saying, when maddened with love will I directly see the youthful divine couple who are as splendid as gold and sapphires and who enjoy eternally transcendental amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. So this is basically the same idea. He's saying when I become unmad, kara unmad kaliye, when will that moment come when I'm maddened? And when I'm mad in the madness of love, I can see Kishore, Yugal Kishore, that youthful divine couple, Kishore, youthful. Yugal means divine couple. Priya Priyatam. This is the prayer. So the entrance to that darshan is the madness of love. Krishna drove Brahma mad. And that's what it takes. Brahma was a creature of logic. We're all creatures of logic in this material world because we're all manifested on the causal plane. This is the causal plane. This material reality is the causal plane. Everything here is cause and effect. So we are creatures of logic, beginning with our father. Our father is Brahma, and he's the most logical entity. To try to figure out his own creation, he slapped on three extra heads. That's this little tiny creation. Other Brahmas have bigger creations, so they slapped on 100 heads to try to figure out their creations. The bigger the creations, the more heads. But it's not that the more heads, the more solution. They say that in the material world, what do they say, two heads are better than one? They have some expression like that. Two heads, if we get your head together and my head together, we can solve this problem. So Brahma got four heads are better than one. He got four heads together and he still couldn't figure out the problem of the material world, how it works, who's behind it, and certainly who's ever behind it, it must be Vishnu. I know Vishnu is bigger than I am, and because I appeared from his lotus, from his navel on a lotus. But Krishna, he's behind it? He's behind Vishnu and he's behind this whole arrangement? That's ridiculous, impossible. What's he doing? He's walking, he doesn't even have shoes, he's so poor. He's walking in the dirt, chasing cows, running in the forest like a beggar, like an Adivasi. And Vishnu's God. Vishnu has a big golden palace and so many horses and chariots and servants and chamara fans and diamonds and jewels. He's God. Aishwarya Bhagavan. But this little boy eats out of his left hand even. Doesn't know the basic Amy Vanderbilt book of manners. He's carrying pickles and yogurt and rice in his left hand and eating with his right hand from his left hand. So he became bewildered. So then when he finally went crazy, Vimoha means completely crazy, intoxicated. Moha, illusion. There's kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, moha. Mada means that you get so intoxicated, then you go into moha. Mada means intoxicated. Mada, kam, krodh, lobh, we say moha, but it's mada is a progression. First you're intoxicated. When you're intoxicated, you're totally an illusion. So he was intoxicated by Krishna's sweetness. He became intoxicated by Krishna's approachability and Krishna's nearness and naturalness and his unpretentious nature. as a coward boy, a Braj. So he became, what is this? Then he went mad. Not partially mad, completely mad. Brahma went completely mad. Vimohan, Vishesh Mohan, a very special quality of madness where he was seeing things, he was imagining things, he was talking to himself. I think I stole the coward poison. Did I? Or maybe I didn't. They're still here, sitting on the banks of Yamuna, and having bhojan lila with Krishna. I run back to the caves. No, but they're there in the cave where I put them, where I hid them after I stole them. No, but maybe I'm seeing things. Maybe I'm not seeing right. Why don't you go back? Oh, they're still here. Or maybe they weren't there in the cave. Maybe I was just... So he becomes so bewildered. He doesn't know what he's seeing. He doesn't know what he's saying. He can't understand it. And then he comes back to look at Krishna again, and he sees thousands of Vishnus emanating from forearms emanating from Krishna's body. He says, wow, I guess he is behind all those Vishnus, must be Krishna. This is too much. So then he became totally intoxicated, and then he said, this is the way, my friends. This is the way to understand Krishna. Prema anjana charita bhakti vilochanena santak sadeva yesha vilokayanti. Now I see him. Now I understand it. I understand something of him. This love. Finally, I've reached the plane of love. Beyond gyan, beyond logic, beyond my reason and all my four-headed reason and my four-headed logic and my four-headed accumulation of knowledge and experience over millions of kalpas. Now I understand it is love that gives me the vision of God. So this is what Prabhupada Saraswati is praying for. When will I have I'll be maddened with love, because when I'm maddened with love, I will directly see the youthful divine couple, Radhe Shyam, who are as splendid as gold and sapphires, and who enjoy eternally transcendental amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. This is a very nice verse. We're reminded of Radha and Krishna and their pleasure sports in Vrindavan. And we're reminded of the great distance we have to travel to reach that realm. We're reminded of their beauty. And what it takes is madness. Lord Chaitanya made everyone mad. That was his duty. Make everyone mad. Jagaya Madai went mad. Murari Gupta went mad. Nimai came to his house and peed on his prasadam plate. And Murari Gupta went mad. And then Nimai... And the Brahmin came to cook offerings for his Gopal deity. And Nimai made him mad. And then gave him darshan. See, I am your Gopal. I am the one that's stealing your offering. He made Srivas Thakur mad. He brought his son back to life. And his son preached to him. He made Advaitacharya mad. He made everyone mad. And gave them all love of God. Ramananda Rai went mad. And everybody was madly searching for him when he would leave the Gambira. Gaur, Gaur. Kaha, Kotai, Gaur, Kotai, Gaur. Gaur, where are you, where are you? Running up and down the beach towards Chilka Lake, towards Konark. Jumping, swimming and looking, searching in the ocean, asking all the boatmen, asking all the fishermen, where is he, where is he, where is he gone? Madness of separation. Fisherman. Yeah, the fisherman actually, he went totally mad. He says, I saw a ghost has touched me, don't touch him, don't touch him. I chanted my inner string of prayers, I was chanting my inner string of mantras, and I was always protected, but this ghost was too powerful. Even the Sringa couldn't protect me from this ghost of Gauranga, the Gauranga boot. So no matter what kind of covetous you have, or what kind of bank account you have, or what kind of false ego you have, you cannot escape Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's network of love. You cannot escape Lord Chaitanya's hypnotic chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All around the world, Chinese, Japanese, German, French, everyone's getting hypnotized. Everyone's going mad by this mad chant. So there's another verse here we can see, Prabhupada Saraswati, about the glories of Vrindavan. And that was 18. Now we have 71. Chom mateva piteva satsaridiva brateva sadbanduvat. 71, page 353. Kanta vat para devateva guruvat. Sanetravat pranavat sarvasaika nidanavat swamamrita vat sat putravat swat mavat Sri Vrindavana radhika rasika moli ananda nityam bhava. Sri Vrindavana radhika rasika moli ananda nityam bhava. Very interesting. Funny was having in Sanskrit. What? Please listen. Sadbandhavat, Kantavat, Devateva, Guruvat, Netravat, Pranavat, Nidanavat, Vat, Putravat, Swatmavat. Really, something else. O Radhika, O Vrindavan, O crest jewel among all exalted devotees, and the bestower of transcendental happiness. You are eternally like my mother, father, well-wisher, brother, friend, beloved, worshipable deity, spiritual master, beautiful eyes, very life, storehouse of all wealth, nectar, obedient son, and my own self. So this is Vrindavan is everything. What more? There's nothing left out here. Your pran, everything is here. Oh, here's another translation. Oh, Sri Vrindavan, oh, bliss of Radhika Rasika Moli, please always be like my eternal mother. Please always be like my eternal father, my good friend, my brother, my dear relative, my lover, my worshipable deity, my spiritual master, guide, life, priceless treasure, sweet nectar, good son, and my own heart. My own heart. Please be my own heart. Let my heart be Vrindavan. Let my spiritual master be Vrindavan. Let my deity be Vrindavan. Let my lover be Vrindavan. Let all my dear relatives be Vrindavan. Let my brother be Vrindavan, let my mother be Vrindavan, let my father be Vrindavan. Vrindavan is my guide, Vrindavan is my life, Vrindavan is my priceless treasure, my sweet nectar and my own heart. This is Vrindavan. I think we have all bases covered, as they say. It's a hole in one. You just get to Vrindavan, or live mentally in Vrindavan, then everything will be wonderful. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man kabe ha meherbo Sri Vrindavan dam kabe ha meherbo Sri Vrindavan dam. When will my mind be pure? Shuddha habe man, shuddh man. Then automatically my mind becomes Vrindavan. If my mind becomes pure by devotional contact and by bhakti, that's the only way one's mind will ever become pure. By yoga, by gyan, still there's contamination in the mind. Yen ye vrindakshive muktamaninas tvayasta bhavad avashuddha buddhi. Avashuddha buddhaya, avashuddha buddhi. Avashuddha buddhi means not pure buddhi. So one who is a jnani, yogi, this type, smartas, etc., they think their minds are pure, but they're not. So their minds aren't pure, so their minds don't become Vrindavan. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Lord Brahma prays, Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. that bhakti bhajan alone and nothing else, not gyan, karma, yoga, anything. Only bhakti bhajan, karmani, karma bij, nirdahati, nashed, destroyed. Then the mind, when that pure mind is purified by bhakti bhajan, then that purified mind, one with bhakti, becomes one with bhakti devi. And one with bhakti devi means one with Brinda Devi. And one with Brinda Devi means one with Radha Krishna Yugo. Radha Kishore, 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 Yugo Kishore. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is praying. Kabe habe, when will my mind is pure, then I'll be in Vrindavan. So what makes the mind impure? Offenses. Offenses make the mind impure. So that's Kave Habe Bolo Sedinamar. Aparada Gucci Shudanama Ruchi. Aparada Gucci Shudanama Ruchi. As soon as the mind becomes pure by stop offending Vaishnavas, Didis, Dham, etc., Jiva Aparad, then the Ruchi comes in Nam, and when the Ruchi comes in Nam, then we get resonance in the Dham, and then we can start to progress in Bhakti Bhajan on the path of Ruchi. Bhakti begins with Ruchi. Till that, we're trying to get Ruchi.